The hen house called anything else?
No. They've got, of course, these improvements, they've got different names for them. But just a hen house, and they have nests around made for the hens.
How about chicken coop?
Well, that's for the little chickens.
I see. Is that very big?
No, it ain't over that big. Just room for old hen and 12, 15 little chickens, you see.
Could you move it?
Oh, yeah.
You could move that.
They move it, and then they turn it up in the daytime and let it dry out and purify, you see.
I see. What did you say you call that?
Chicken coop.
I see. Uh-huh.
I've made a many one.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me what kind of fences and partitions you had around the farm.
Well, I had all, in the beginning, I had rail fences.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other kind?
That is before 1900.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other kind?
Yes, I commenced using wire about 90.
Uh-huh.
1890.
Do you ever use this kind of wire that has little pricks on it?
Yeah, barbed wire.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have this kind of fence that has the real thin, sharp pieces right beside each other, like this?
That's barbed wire.
Uh-huh.
You get a horse, a mule, throw his foot over that, and it goes in between his shoe and his hoof hangs it.
Oh.
And he'll just tie that old piece of nail with them.
Is that right?
Them spurs, you see.
Did you ever have this kind of fence that has these sharp wooden pieces right beside each other like this?
Yeah.
What did you call that kind of fence?
The paling fences commenced here about 1900. And they built them for 20, 30 years. I reckon they had plenty of timber, you know.
Ever call it a picket fence?
Well, a picket fence is a fence that they cut them sharp.
I see.
Top. And this other's flat, so if a horse or mule jumps over it, it won't gut him, you see.
Uh-huh.
These others are just ruining.
I see. Uh-huh. what'd you call these uprights that are every so often along the fence?
Braces.
Braces, uh-huh. And what do you call these thick pieces of wood that are, maybe 4 to 6 inches thick, and they'd be at the corners of the fences?
That's braces.
Uh-huh.
Now, they ain't many people.
I mean the ones that you pound into the ground.
I learned in the beginning, after I'd put up a good deal of fence, I had a heap of fencing to do. You cut a brace for a king post, you call them. That's the head of it, you know, and the end of it. You put up that post about 3.5 feet deep, ram it good, and then before you put it up, you cut a notch in it for your brace. Mm-hmm. Go in this notch, sitting that way. And I'd ram this post and put it up. Then I'd dig a hole about 1.5 or 2 feet deep and set a flat rock at the back of it and put this end of this brace again it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd put that brace up, and that brace, it ought to be anywhere from 6 to 8 inches at the butt and about 4 to 5 inches at the little end. And you drive that down and make it tight, then I always put one